Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 7:55 p.m. here in Goa. I am in Goa in International Center, Dona Paula. So come here for the Goa camp. And I'm recording this podcast for the 29th of April. That's yesterday. So you exactly know that if I'm recording this podcast for yesterday and that also today evening, I've been really extremely busy for the last 2 days, and you know, it's not something that I don't like. I really like it. I love when I'm busy. I really feel energetic. In fact, I feel over-energetic whenever I'm busy, so much so that it's very tough to fall asleep. So that's what happened yesterday. And evening, I finished my run, a 12K run. And came back home, and after just having a shower and having my dinner, I had to pack my cycle, and last minute packing, you know, always is there to make sure that you don't forget anything. So got all of that done. I had to make sure that I pack my protein supplement. So I'm using this one from the Whole Truth. You know, I really love their products. So using that as my protein supplements, I brought those sachet, a box of 6 sachets. So it becomes very easy for me to use on a day-to-day basis, and I don't have to carry it in any bag or anything. So I just brought that, and been very, very hectic. So got my cycle, you know, parked into the, booked into my car. So that was another activity. Put my the suitcase, everything, in the evening itself, and that was a really energetic job, right? So really brought me alive. Pretty excited, and then you know, wore the t-shirt or you know, the vest that was going to be there for the camp, and all those things decided. By the time we finished up everything, it was around 9 o'clock when I hit bed. And Seema was just coming in and out, doing her stuff, you know, her packing. She was responsible for making sure the t-shirts, the, you know, transition bags, everything is there, packed in a separate trolleys that we wanted to take. I think she must have come to bed around 11 o'clock, I don't know. But yeah, on and off, it was just going on. I woke up at around 3:15, lay in bed till 3:45. So my sleep was not that great, but I was pretty excited to come for the camp. Now, winding up forward, I took Monday as my easy day. So I woke up at around 5 o'clock, but decided just to do some light stretching. And I had my early morning calls, which I had to attend. So I got my stretching done. I started working on the reviews. And 7 o'clock, I had a call with one of my trainees in US. So that got done in half an hour. And then Dane got back to work and had another call at 8 o'clock. So finished with that. By the time I finished, it was around 8:45. And at 11:30, I was busy with reviews and connects and trying to make sure everything is done. My training plans are set. And then at 11:30, had my lunch. So lunch was basically ragi dosa with sambar. And then I also had a little bit of chicken curry, which is really nice. Finished my lunch at around 12:15, and suddenly, you know, Seema puts forward this millet paisam. It is huge. I was actually full with the whole meal. And yeah, I had that. And then I had another call that went on for 40 minutes. So that was again related to diet and how to improve the diet over a period of time. And that got over, and then I worked on, you know, my investment plan that I was working on. Worked on that till 2 o'clock, and I was like extremely tired and sleepy, you know. So went off to sleep, and then I so yeah, sorry for the disturbance. It was the attendant had come with water. So yeah, that's about it. You know, I took a power nap at around 2 o'clock and woke up at around 2:33, and had my calligraphy practice going on. So did some stretching for 20 minutes, then went for my calligraphy practice. So calligraphy practice was till 5, and then 5:10 I went for a run. Did my 12 kilometers run, came back, and that's how my day just breezed past, I would say. So pretty interesting day in terms of you know, trying to make sure that you know, everything is set, doing my workouts, and I didn't get a single moment where I was free to do anything except for the power nap, you know. So that was you know, the way that I really want every day to be like this, you know, where I'm just going with the flow and trying to do things, because that's where I really get my energy from. But yeah, of course, in the evening, definitely one thing that I would like to do is to wind down, you know, and not be too energetic in the evening. So one thing that I have noticed is if you become very hyperactive in the evening, and then it becomes very tough for you to fall asleep at night. So at least an hour or hour and a half, you need to unwind yourself and be, you know, relaxed and not take too much of work pressure or any kind of a thing. Because once your cortisol levels go up, then it becomes very tough for you to fall asleep. And same is the case with me. You know, the moment I slept and I was not able to sleep, I realized that, you know, it's going to take time for my chemical reaction to slow down and you know, get released from the bloodstream. So that's what stress is all about, right? When you say you're stressed or when you say you're thinking too much, what's basically happening is you are releasing certain hormones, specifically cortisol and other hormones, that really activate your mind and system, and that keeps you going. So that's something that you need to be a little aware of and make sure that you know, you are in a much relaxed state whenever you are about to go to sleep. And one of the best techniques is to read a book, you know, reading a book, doing a slight light massage. You know, I mean, massage can activate your body system. So it should be very nice, light and relaxing. It should not be too hard. So that's one thing that you need to focus on. Avoid having caffeine or any kind of drinks that can keep you awake. Of course, alcohol is a big no. But overall, you know, that's what you need to focus on. And diet also plays a big role. So overall, you know, pretty happy with how, you know, we are going about the whole stuff. Let's see. Pretty excited about the camp, and I'll talk to you about today's podcast, you know, today evening or maybe tomorrow morning. That's all from my side. Thank you, folks. Take care and have a great time and week ahead. Enjoy. Om Shanti.